So my next guests this morning are coming in to talk about the Uckfield Business Awards. And can I say a very warm welcome to Claire Allen from Team 4 Bookkeeping. Hello, Claire.
Hello, Peter.
Nice to see you.
And you.
And also to the man from the company with the greatest name ever, Nick Martin from Ubiquity. Hello, Nick.
Hi, Peter.
Good to see you both. And also, can I say to you both, thank you for sponsoring the Uckfield Business Awards once again, because I know you did this a couple of years ago. But let's start, if I could, Claire, with yourself. Team 4 Bookkeeping. So let's just give you 10 seconds, shout out your company, and in case you can't work it out, what it is you do.
Yes, it pretty much does what it says on the tin, doesn't it? Yes, bookkeeping services. So we're based in Uckfield, have been for many, many years. I've built up a team of bookkeepers and payrollers that work with me, and we basically support lots and lots of local businesses with their accounts departments, their bookkeeping, their VAT, their payroll, all those things that are necessary in a business.
All those things the businesses would rather not do themselves, and get you good guys to actually
exactly
do.
Exactly, that's what we love.
Okay, so we've done the ad then. So let's talk about the business awards, because you were sponsors a couple of years ago and you stayed with it. You're sponsoring again this year. And your category, whilst all the categories are really, really important, yours is rather special. So tell us about the category and tell us why you're sponsoring it.
Okay, so yeah, the category we're sponsoring is the Outstanding Achievement Award, and we did sponsor this again 2 years ago. I'm actually on the committee for the Uckfield Chamber as well, so I've been quite involved in lots of local businesses. It is an important one because it's about a business or a business person locally that's done something extraordinary, a bit more than the norm. You know, they've overcome a challenge, or they've done something to support local community, something like that. So we're looking for something pretty special here, and we had some amazing ones last or 2 years ago, because we just come out of COVID and there were all sorts of amazing things people had done to help the local community through that period. So it was quite a difficult choice.
So you sponsored this same category last time.
Yeah,
so
we did.
Do you take us back 2 years? Who won it last time?
And it was Gemma Morris from Off the Wall Entertainment, and they had been incredibly innovative in what they'd done to transform their business, because with COVID and an events business, they could have could have killed them. And so they did some amazing things, and also during that time were supporting young people coming into the entertainment industry, sort of mentoring and doing training and really helping them. So yeah, we were really impressed with what they'd done.
So when you're looking at the nominations this year, what's the sort of thing that's going to tick the boxes for you?
I'm looking for something a little bit different, maybe, and a little bit exciting and interesting. Maybe an interesting way of overcoming a challenge, whether that be a personal challenge for a business person or the business itself overcoming some external challenges, but also using that challenge and the success of that challenge, perhaps, or the to actually help other people in the community or in the business community. So just be interested to see what people have been doing.
So it could be a person or it could be a business.
Yeah, it could be. So obviously a business person within the local business community. Yeah, that's what we're looking for.
And I guess in some of these occasions, like the winner last time, the business and the person really sort of go together.
Absolutely. Yes, if it's a business owner, certainly. Yeah. That's what we're looking for.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to that. Say, we're starting with these interviews I think yours is, they're all special awards, but this one is particularly special, being the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah, it's outstanding achievement rather than lifetime achievement. So it's, something that someone's done over and above their normal running their business day-to-day life, yeah.
All right, and we'll come back to how you can nominate in just a moment. But let's to welcome Nick Martin from the company with the greatest name around, Ubiquity. Hello, Nick.
Thank you. Hello, Peter.
Nice to see you again. So let's do the 10-second ad for Ubiquity and what
sure.
you do.
So we are Ubiquity. We're a digital marketing agency based just outside of Uckfield. We help our clients to sort of platform themselves online. Whether they're a business that hasn't been online before and are looking to step into that world, we'll help them to set up a website, all of their social media channels, and then help them to drive traffic to their sites through various marketing means, through whether that be ads or content creation and so on.
How's business been over the last 12 months?
It's been really good. It's been really good, actually. For us, we set up in late 2018, 2019, so sort of coming into the COVID
times. Just into COVID.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good
got that,
timing.
Got that one right then.
Yep. So we as I said, we helped a lot of businesses that were maybe kind of left on the perimeters where when COVID came along and needed to move online. So people are sort of becoming they're finding their feet in that well for us in terms of our clients, and we're just helping them now to start to grow, start to develop their systems online and look for other customers essentially.
Right, so we've done the ad for you and Ubiquity. Let's talk about the awards, because you were sponsors of the awards a couple of years ago, weren't you?
Yeah, so in 2022 we sponsored the Best B2B Award.
Business to Business.
Yep. This time we are sponsoring the Contribution to the Community Award. So slight change there, but we're really excited about this category. I think the judging process is inevitably going to be difficult. I think with this category, I think we're going to hear some stories that are going to be quite touching, and it's going to be difficult to pick, I think, pick between the nominations and entries.
What attracted you to sponsor this particular category?
I think getting out and about and meeting businesses, as we have done over the last few years, we've naturally heard lots of stories about how businesses go above and beyond for the community that maybe people don't necessarily hear, and they're not sort of shouted about as much as we feel they should be. So when we saw the category, we just felt that was the one for us. It was an opportunity to celebrate those businesses that are doing things that maybe people aren't so aware of and deserve to be recognised for.
So in terms of the judging process, that's going to be quite a tough one, as you say.
Yeah, I think so. I think for us, we're looking for businesses that might be doing things organically for the community, that they maybe don't necessarily that they aren't sort of shouting about I think this for us it's going to be
people are doing stuff perhaps that's not quite so well known.
Exactly.
So people are just doing stuff all the time and they're not really making a big fuss about it, they're just getting on and they're just doing it.
Exactly that. And I think individuals as well, so within the business it could be that people are raising money for charity or doing things for the local community that they don't have to be doing, but they're doing it of their own accord and as part of their business, trying to raise that awareness and support for local community events.
And it's quite interesting what you said about your own business, that you've done okay over the last 12 months. And I should have asked Claire the same question. How have you found the last 12 months?
Busy. Yeah. What we do is always busy. There's always a need for what we do.
It's quite interesting because we did the Crowborough Community Forum yesterday and we talked to a lot of businesses there, and more or less most of them were all saying the same things as usual. Watch on the news, you hear the economy's doing one thing, but actually the reality is people are finding, some difficult times, but actually we're doing okay. Which was quite an encouraging message, actually.
Yeah, I think through adversity people sort of squirrel away and try and create opportunity.
Yeah.
So I think, as you say, it's sometimes you do hear sort of doom and gloom out in the news, but I think in the business community people are always trying to find innovation and trying to create opportunity. So certainly is.
And that's why these business awards are really sort of so important, because it really does give a good opportunity to recognise individuals and businesses in the local community. So let's just go through some dates, because that's really quite important. So the nominations are open right now and they stay open until the 7th of June. So you guys are looking for people to go onto the website and to nominate, aren't you, to get all those categories through so then you can start judging thereafter.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm really excited to find out, all the businesses that are going to come forward. But of course, without nominations, we're not going to know who's out there. So we need people to nominate the businesses that they believe that are, worthy.
So it's Uckfield Business Awards, that is one word, .com. That's the website. That's how you get there. Your two categories on there, as with everybody else's categories. And the other point that we made is, you don't have to sponsor, you don't have to nominate every single category. Nominate the ones. And of course, yourselves this morning would really like people to come and nominate your categories in particular.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Well, look, thank you both for coming in today. You're the first guest I've had from the Business Awards. We're doing all of them between now and the 7th. Have you covered all the points that you wanted to cover this morning for your respective awards? So start with Claire. Anything else?
I think I've covered everything, but I just want to reiterate, please nominate your favourite businesses. There's lots and lots of different awards that you'll be hearing about over the next, obviously, week or so. Get on that website and nominate.
Nick?
Absolutely. I just much of the same, really. We've seen lots of nominations coming through already in the first week. It's been great. So just to really encourage people to nominate and to think about people that maybe aren't aren't being celebrated or deserve deserve to be nominated and get going, get on the website and make that nomination.
Claire Allen from Team for Bookkeeping and Nick Martin from Ubiquity, thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much.